From the Carol App for Mums, this is the Mum Debrief podcast with your host, Holly Zocalan, mum of two and the founder of the Carol App, the free mobile app connecting and supporting mums throughout their motherhood journey through community and handpicked expert-led content. The Mum Debrief is a podcast where we talk all things motherhood from the good, the bad, and the tantrums. Join us as we welcome expert guests to talk all things pregnancy to postpartum and beyond, and discuss our own experiences to help make your motherhood journey a little bit easier. We are so happy to have you here. Let's get into it. This episode is brought to you by Beauty Pie, the beauty brand aiming to provide consumers with high-end, hard-working products without the hefty price tag. Beauty Pie is an absolute go-to for affordable luxury skin and beauty products, and it's one of our favourite brands, so we are so happy to be offering you an exclusive discount of 3 months free membership, where you get 70% off full price luxury skincare and beauty products. And trust me when I say their products are incredible. Their Japan Fusion Cleanser is so soothing on the skin. It gets all makeup off, impurities, and leaves your skin super, super clear. And they are one of my favourite brands ever. They offer luxury skincare and beauty care at 70% off the full price. Join Beauty Pie today to get these exclusive discounts. Take advantage of this offer and head to www.beautypie.com/BP/promotions/the-carol-app. That's www.beautypie.com/BP/promotions/the-carol-app to get your exclusive discount today. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Mum Debrief podcast. So today we're going to be talking all things weaning. So how to start weaning, and to discuss the different types of weaning methods, so baby-led weaning and puree-fed. We have to remember though that every baby is different, so every baby's weaning journey will look slightly different, but hopefully this episode gives you a good insight into how to start weaning, the different types of weaning methods, and also a sample one-month weaning guide. Weaning is such a huge developmental milestone for your baby, and it can be really exciting to get them started with weaning. The weaning journey typically starts from 6 months of age, and it's important to wait until at least 6 months when your baby shows signs of readiness, including being able to sit unsupported, making sure that they can hold their head up unsupported, as well as showing signs of being interested in the food that you eat. And it's really important that we wait until at least 6 months because that's when your baby's digestive system is more mature and able to digest more solid foods. So when we start weaning, we want to start with single, soft, and easy to digest foods. So things like mashed banana, mashed avocados, carrot puree, just making sure that the food that you are preparing for your child is really soft, they can mush it between their gums, is really easy for them to digest. It's really important to remember when starting weaning that breast milk or formula milk is still going to be your baby's main source of nutrition until they're at least 12 months of age. When it comes to weaning your baby, there are a number of different methods that you could try, and ultimately it's up to you and your baby which is going to work best for you. There's no right or wrong. Traditionally, puree-fed was the most popular way to wean your baby, which is where you spoon-feed your baby purees that you've either made at home or that you've bought from the store. But baby-led weaning has increased in popularity since the early 2000s. So whichever method you choose, you could do a combination. That's what I do with my daughter. You've just got to find what works best for you and your child. But the goal of weaning is to transition your little one from just consuming milk to eating solid foods as well. There are pros and cons to both baby-led and puree weaning, and we're going to run through the pros and cons now. But as we said, it is ultimately up to you which method works best for you. So baby-led weaning is all about introducing solid foods in their whole form, allowing your baby to self-feed right from the beginning. The baby-led weaning approach encourages independence and the development of fine motor skills as your baby learns to grasp and chew on the food. Foods are typically cut into finger-sized pieces and are offered soft so that they can mush between baby's gums. This is so important. With baby-led weaning, babies are encouraged to self-feed and to develop the skill of doing so with baby-led weaning. There's no spoon-feeding purees. Babies explore their foods, feel them with their hands, and use their fine motor skills and independence. Generally speaking, baby-led weaning tends to encourage babies to be exposed to a broader range of foods, including flavours and textures. And baby-led weaning is less expensive than purees, especially in the beginning, because babies tend to have smaller pieces of food, probably some vegetables that you're having for lunch or dinner, and it is definitely less expensive than buying store-bought puree. With baby-led weaning, as your baby tends to eat similar or the same food as what you're eating, it can also encourage modeled behaviour as your baby learns by watching others eat. That being said, baby-led weaning is very messy. As your baby's discovering the food, it can often end up on the floor. And also it's really hard to kind of see how much your baby's actually eaten from baby-led weaning, which is often a barrier for a lot of parents who want to know how much food the baby's eaten. So often with baby-led, especially in the beginning, only the tiniest amount of food ends up in their mouth, so it can be really hard to determine how much food baby has actually eaten. So with purees, this is more of a traditional approach to introducing solid foods to your baby. Puree weaning involves feeding your baby pureed or mashed foods from a spoon, and it's a more conventional method, and some parents prefer it as it allows them to really see how much food the baby has eaten. You can either make your own purees at home, or you can buy store-bought purees from brands such as Ella's Kitchen. Puree weaning is a really great option for introducing solid foods to your baby. We did puree weaning with my first child. He just would not eat any of the food that we put in front of him from a baby-led standpoint. So puree weaning really allowed him to get the food into his system, build up his taste buds, and it really worked for us. But as I said, definitely do what works best for you and your baby. You could also try a combination of both baby-led and puree, and this is what we do with my daughter. And a lot of parents choose to do both methods because it enables baby to, you know, how much they're eating through the purees and spoon feeding, but at the same time, they're able to kind of play with the food, have some sensory play with the food. So for example, we, with dinner, we'll cut up little tiny pieces of broccoli, make sure that it's super soft, and put it in front of our daughter, and she'll play with it, kind of munch on a little bit of it, throw some of it on the floor, but just to kind of get her involved in the mealtime with us. But throughout the day, we do spoon feed her purees. Trying both baby-led weaning and purees is something that we do here at Carolap, just to give a combination of both weaning methods. As I said, it enables us to become more aware of how much our little ones have eaten and enables our children to explore foods as well. So a community question that we got sent in a while ago, which I really want to touch on, is about a weaning guide when you start weaning, because it's so overwhelming. We've all been there where you know that you should kind of think about starting to wean, but there's so many different advice out there and so many different books. So we've broken down a 1 month weaning guide, which you can find on our website. It's completely free within the blog, and it gives you a step-by-step guide into the first month of weaning, and we're going to talk about that today. The first month of weaning is a gentle introduction to solid foods. As you begin this new chapter with your baby, it's important to take it one step at a time and allow your baby to adjust to the new tastes and textures. Remember that every baby is unique, and up until baby's 12 months old, their main source of nutrition will be from breast milk or formula milk. So during the first week, we want to focus on introducing smooth, single ingredient purees to your baby. So opt for mild and easily digestible foods such as pureed apple or mashed banana. You want to start by offering a small spoonful of puree after one of your baby's usual milk feeds, and observe your baby's reactions and cues, such as tongue movements, eagerness for more, and kind of gauge their readiness from there. So week one, we would stick to one single ingredient pureed foods. So week two is where we would consider introducing vegetables. So in the second week, we want to continue offering single ingredient purees, but this time introduce vegetables to expand your baby's palate. So some suitable options here would include pureed carrot, steam or boil carrot slices until they're soft, and then blend or mash them into a smooth texture. Secondly is mashed sweet potato. So you want to cook the sweet potato until it's tender, then mash until it's smooth and creamy. For week two, we would recommend alternating between fruit and vegetable purees to expose your baby to different tastes. And keep in mind that your baby may only consume a small amount at this stage, and their main source of nutrition is still breast milk or formula. As your baby becomes more accustomed to the taste of purees, you could start mixing fruits and vegetables to create new flavours. So some combinations could be apple and pear puree, or carrot and potato puree, or apple and carrot puree. But introducing some kind of mixed textures and mixed flavours can allow your baby to adjust to these new flavours and help with their taste buds as well. So week four, this is where you could start to begin introducing soft finger foods to encourage self-feeding. If you're not already doing baby-led weaning, as I said, we did a combination and this is what worked for us. But if you haven't already started introducing baby-led weaning, this is a good time to try. So some options which could be suitable here would be soft cooked broccoli florets, where you steam or boil broccoli until it's tender and then cut them into small baby sized pieces. Another option could be ripe avocado, so making sure the avocado is very ripe and soft so it'll mush really easily between baby's gums, but offer small slices of ripe avocado that your baby can pick up and explore. It's so important that you're always supervising your baby closely during this stage because they're still learning how to manage solid foods. We want to really keep a close eye on them. Some tips for successful weaning. First of all, follow your baby's cues. So pay attention to your baby's signals of hunger and fullness and let them guide their eating pace. Secondly, be patient. You know, some babies take longer to accept new tastes and textures, and that's completely normal. Be patient, and if they refuse a food, try again a few days later. And remember that weaning is a gradual process, and it's important that you continue providing breast milk or formula as your baby's primary source of nutrition. Observe your baby's development, and please reach out to your GP if you have any specific personalized questions regarding your baby. This could include introducing allergens, and if you notice any kind of reactions to foods, please reach out to your GP. I hope you found that helpful and that it answered some of your questions on how to start weaning. We know that it's so daunting and there's so much information out there. So please check out our website, www.carol-app.com, where we have a whole host of resources on all things weaning, from baby-led, from puree-led, how to start weaning, and a one-month guide that you'll find really helpful. Thanks so much for listening to the Mum Debrief. We'll be back soon. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating and a review. It really helps us to reach other mums just like you.